Hello, I'm Brenda Tierney, Audit Manager in Albany, New York, speaking with Glenn Richter, an Audit Manager also from our Albany office, about a report titled World Trade Center Health Program. CDC should strengthen efforts to monitor and evaluate clinic compliance with contract terms. Glenn, can you tell us a little bit about the World Trade Center Health Program?
Sure, Brenda. From 2002 to 2010, Congress provided money for medical treatment to eligible responders and survivors with health conditions related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Congress distributed this money through grants and cooperative agreements.
In 2011, Congress passed legislation that transitioned from a grant-based to a contract-based approach for providing services. Why switch from grants to contracts?
Switching to contracts should help establish greater accountability for administering the World Trade Center Health Program. In this new program, 8 clinics in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area provide medical services to September 11th responders and survivors. 2 groups within the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, oversee the contracts for these clinics.
What's the role of the 2 CDC groups?
The first group is the Procurement and Grants Office. It determines how well clinics are performing. The second group is the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. It monitors and evaluates clinic performance and reports when a clinic deviates from contract terms and conditions.
So what aspect of the program did you focus on for your review?
We focused on how CDC monitored and evaluated the clinic compliance with contract terms and conditions and federal regulations. Through March of 2013, the clinics received more than $56 million for operating expenses. They spent about $35 million.
So, Glenn, what did you find when you reviewed how CDC monitored the clinic's performance?
We found 3 things. First, CDC did not use the required procedures to monitor the clinics. For example, instead of randomly monitoring how clinics reviewed claims data, CDC had meetings with clinic officials and relied on the clinic's monthly progress reports. Second, CDC did not take timely or appropriate action when they learned that a clinic wasn't complying with its contract. And third, CDC didn't complete quarterly clinic evaluations, and sometimes they didn't make evaluation results available to other government agency contracting offices.
Why are these findings significant?
The CDC and other government agencies rely on monitoring and evaluation of contractors' performance. This helps agencies make informed business decisions when awarding and renewing federal contracts. These monitoring activities are critical to ensure that the federal government does business with contractors that deliver quality goods and services on time and within budget.
What are you recommending that the CDC do about this?
We recommended that CDC monitor clinic performance according to contract terms. It should also address clinics that aren't complying with contract terms as required by federal regulations. Lastly, CDC should develop and implement standard operating procedures for evaluating contractor performance.
Has CDC agreed to do this?
Yes. CDC agreed with all 3 of our recommendations and has begun to implement changes to how clinics are monitored.
Give us a look ahead. What additional work do you have planned in this area?
In our next review, we plan to look at program claims to see if clinics are submitting only allowable costs for federal reimbursement.
Thank you for sharing this important work, Glenn. We look forward to your future audits.
Thank you, Brenda.